The testimony you didn't hear. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Yesterday, Secretary of State Clinton testified about her response. Some members of Congress would say her insufficient response to the September 11th attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi that left the ambassador and three others dead. When one senator demanded yet again to know why she didn't immediately identify it as a terrorist attack, she demonstrated that she had fully recovered from her concussion.
The fact is, we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
That got the punditocracy speculating that her retirement might include some leisure time in Iowa and New Hampshire. But what most of the coverage ignored was her warning that the chaos in Libya had consequences beyond the attack on the consulate. It also unlocked Muammar Gaddafi's immense arsenal of weapons, weapons that are now flowing throughout the Middle East into the North African country of Mali, which looks a little too much like Afghanistan.
Because if you look at the size of northern Mali, if you look at the topography, it's not only desert, it's caves.
Caves in the desert, a tribal culture which hasn't changed much in 2,000 years. And so while some senators obsess over what happened in Benghazi last September, she's saying that an identified terrorist group, Al-Qaeda in Mali, is busy establishing a safe haven.
People say to me all the time, well, AQIM hasn't attacked the United States. Well, before 9/11 2001...
Say no more. Now this.